broadcasting live from T-Shirt Help Desk with your host with the most, Gary Talib Ejine, the T-Shirt Man, giving you the 411 about life, liberty, and the pursuit of T-Shirt happiness. You're now rocking with the best here at the T-Shirt Help Desk. Yeah, baby.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What is up, family? T-Shirt family. Everybody, what's going on, man? How you guys doing? All right. Just want to give everybody a super special shout out. And I just want to say something right here, live and in living color. I am amazed at the power of this internet. Guys, I have people hitting me up, inboxing me from the four corners of the earth. I would never really think that some videos that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, here in Harlem, New York City, would go all over the globe. I mean, I get people hitting me up. I have done consultations, you know, with people in the UK, London, well, that is the UK, Australia. I mean, I have been interacting with people in South America, Canada. Where, I mean, that's just, you know, Canada's like the suburbs of America, you know, kinder, gentler, peaceful America. Shout out to Canada. Mexico, Ecuador, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, West Africa. Spain. It's unbelievable. Thank you, God. Of course, my American family. Of course. You know, like all, I mean, everywhere. You know, next thing, somebody's probably going to hit me from Antarctica. Somebody from goddamn Venus is going to hit me from Mars, the moon. It's crazy, man. I just want to say I love all you guys and thank you so much for your support. Even if you just go and watch a video here and there, I love you guys and thank you so much. Which brings me to something that I have to talk about. And I did a video, but I don't think I'm going to post it. I don't even think I want that type of energy on my channel. However, I think I'm going to air it out right here. And I'm going to put some of these people on Broadway and on blast. Because, guys, when you come to this channel, it's not just this channel, my podcast, Facebook, Twitter, which I really need to. I think I'm going to have to hire somebody to just do my Twitter because I'm just not a Twitter person, you know what I'm saying? And I think what I'm going to get into is why, you know what I'm saying? Because I just can't say, what is it, 30 characters, 20 characters? I don't even know. I can't speak that little bit. I just can't, you know? But anyway, there are people who are low-key, you know what I'm saying, kind of like side passive aggressively complaining about the length of my videos. All right, let me just say this I want to put this as decent and as respectful way as I possibly can. All right, T-Shirt Help Desk is my baby. It's something that I came up with at a somewhat of a low point in my life. I was in the midst, I think at that point it was my third layoff. I had opened a screen printing company. I had been in the industry probably about 17 years. I had had a company, a few companies before. I had a clothing line in the 90s that fizzled out and tanked and bust. The 90s, early, late 90s, early 2000s. So, you know, and I mean, I've had some great jobs that have sent me all over the globe, but I've always been a person who wanted my own. So, having, you know, did certain things and, you know, having companies that, you know, fail, and it's not easy to, as you guys know, because if you didn't notice, you wouldn't be listening to me. It is not easy to make it in this apparel business. having several things that have failed, and then finally, you know, getting into the internet part of the t-shirt business, and then having another company on the side, in which I started with a couple of people, which was a screen printing and promotional company, and that fizzled out and failed. And and then getting laid off from a job. I mean, I was at rock bottom, guys. I was all the way at rock bottom. You couldn't really get more bottom than I was. And that's when I started the T-Shirt Help Desk. And I really was just like, I said, I'm going to, every single bit of good information I've ever received in my life, you know, at least most of it, I'm going to impart that wisdom to anybody who's within walking distance. If you can hear me talking, you're going to hear me, you know what I'm saying, spit some of this hot fire, spit some of this game about how you can make it in this game and what you can do to, you know, do it yourself and to save some money. How you can do things in a way where you won't be taken advantage of. How to look out for what screen printers are doing. How to, you know, make your own boxes and make your own mailers, how to do a whole bunch of things, how to make your own stickers, you know. So in the beginning, when you don't have a lot of money, you can make your stuff look as nice and as professional as the big boy. Yeah, that's my thing. And also, I'm telling my story my way, so I'm being myself. So when I hear these people come to my damn channel and tell me to make short, sweet videos, or my videos are too long, I'm thinking to myself, kiss my ass. I had 17, 19, 20, 21 years in this business, and I cannot sum that up in a little 8-minute video. And even if I could, I don't want to. I like being loquacious. I like talking. I like the sound of my own voice. And I like to take my time and impart whatever I can to you guys. Because, you see, let me just tell you something. I care about you guys, and I want you to make it. And I don't want you to waste money, nor do I want you to waste time. And this is something that I learned a long time ago. People don't care how much you know. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. Let me say that again. People don't care how much you know until they know that you care, baby. And I care. I want you guys to make it. All right. If I'm putting out information and it takes me a while to put it out, or if I'm talking and I'm really trying to get to the point, I'm really trying to get to the crux of what I'm saying, you just sit your little monkey ass down and you listen. Don't worry about how long it takes me. You just get it, because guess what? I have the knowledge. You don't. I have the information. You don't. So you don't question how I give you that information. You don't question that. And if you have a problem with it, baby, go get it from somebody else. Ain't nobody else giving it to you. Now, are they? There's a few people who will tell you a couple of things. They will tell you what they don't like, and what's this and what's that and what's cool and what's not. But they don't tell you how to do it. Now, do they? I do. So sit your ass down and shut the fuck up and listen to what I'm saying. If you want to make it, if you want to do something. I already sell t-shirts. I've sold t-shirts online. Most likely you haven't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm not trying to be evil. I'm not trying to be facetious. It's just that when people come and they say these things, it's honestly like, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you tell me how to run my channel? How dare you tell me how to disseminate information? You just get the information and you shut your pie hole up. You shut up. I'm not on your channel trying to get information. You just shut up and you damn listen. All right? Sometimes the point is not at the end of the story. Sometimes the point is at the middle of the story. or the point is at the beginning of the story, and you have to connect all the dots and go, ah. But see, that's only for a few. Some people, they don't want to hear. They just want their information, and then they want to go. You know what I mean? To which gets me to this. Like, yo, I'm not shortening my videos. You lengthen your damn attention span. You got these people who sit up here and feel like, you know, it's you know, it's my job and it's my duty to give this information. I have given myself the duty, all right, to serve the people and give them information. But you ain't gonna tell me how I'm supposed to give it. That you're not gonna do. Not now, not ever. You don't tell me how to speak to you. I speak to you my way. Some people are really concise and they could put things out there. I mean, I could do that. I don't want to do that. I do it my way. I just talk. For me, it's like I'm having a one-on-one conversation. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, you know, saying you're trying to meet somebody, you're trying to get married, you're trying to build a relationship, and they're just like, okay, could you shorten this up and, you know, to in you know, like a 15-second elevator speech? That's the thing in marketing they talk about, the 15. You have to be able to, whatever your business is about, you have to be able to get it out in 15 seconds. Well, goddamn it, I don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? I have a book that I wrote, and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine someone say, well, this is a whole book. Could you condense it into one page? No. How about you just get the hell out of my face? I ain't condensing a damn thing. It's amazing. I'm amazed that how these people think. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about it is that it's in a video. One of the reasons that people don't like to read, because it takes so much concentration. With a video, all you pretty much have to do is sit there and blink. Your ears work automatically. You don't even have to do anything. You just sit there and blink. And the information is going to go inside of your head. But that's too much. You want me to condense it into could you condense it like 5 minutes, 8 minutes tops? How about you kiss my ass? How about that? How about you kiss my ass? How about you kiss my entire ass? You know, start at the small of my back and go down to the top of my thighs. Both cheeks, all of them. Keep going. This attention span thing is crazy. These people have the attention span of a fish, a goldfish. You know what I'm saying? A goldfish in a bowl. Goldfish in a bowl's entire life, and from the day it's born until the day it dies. It's kind of like, oh, I'm a fish. I'm in a bowl. Shit's fucked up. Let me get out. Oh, I'm a fish. I'm in a bowl. Shit's fucked up. Let me get out. Oh, I'm a fish. Shit's fucked up. I'm in a bowl. Let me get out. Oh, I'm a fish. That's their entire life. Their entire life is like that. And that's your attention span. And when I don't conform to your little pea-sized brain's attention span, then you want to have shit with me. You want to get, well, could you tone it down? You know, could you shorten it? No, fuck you. I'm not shortening shit. Anyway, guys, that has been my little diatribe. I am Gary Talib Ajene, the T-shirt man, here to bring you life, liberty, and the pursuit of T-shirt happiness. Let the church say amen. All right, we're going to take a break, pause for the cause and pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back with some good old T-shirt goodness. All right, hold on to your ass. Be right back.
Psst. Hey, you. Are you thinking about starting a T-shirt business? Maybe you have a t-shirt business, but sometimes you get stuck. You go to places like t-shirtforms.com and you don't know what's going on. You wind up more confused than before you got there. Well, now there's the t-shirtpages.com, the ultimate t-shirt community. This forum is filled with the most awesome, friendliest, knowledgeable people. Some are just starting, some are already established in the t-shirt industry. They're all willing to help in whatever way they can. It's a community, and we all chip in. We answer questions, share info, you get the 411 on the latest hardware. printing equipment, marketing techniques, software and trends in the t-shirt industry, sales on blank t-shirts, where to get a website made for cheap, you name it. Just ask the question and you'll get the answer. Find out firsthand from people who are actually doing it. Real people giving you the cold hard facts. Just sign up and start asking questions. It's that simple. Join today.
Are you guys ready for some t-shirt game? I mean, are you guys really ready for some t-shirt game? Guys, I just want to point some things out to you guys. The technical things, my trademark, should I do this? A lot of technical things. You know, a lot of those things, you know, I have a lot of different areas that I cover. My YouTube channel is golden. There's so much information. There's so much information on there. I mean, it is a gold mine of information. You know, a lot of that stuff, I mean, I could be charging for it, and I give it to you for free. But all the technical stuff, I mean, a lot of it, a great portion of it is in my book, Start a T-Shirt Business or Die Trying, The Ultimate Guide to Living Your Dreams and Quitting Your Lousy Ass Job. A lot of it's there, you know what I mean? Some of it is on my Facebook page. I give you guys so much stuff. So right here in the podcast, it's really not so much about the technical stuff as it is about inspiration and developing the right mindset in order to have a successful t-shirt business. And this is a thing, and this is real stuff right here that I'm going to get into. And before you can do anything in life, before you can have any business, before you can really, really make things happen, you need to do some inventory of yourself. You need to do some inventory of your mind, your upbringing, everything that has made you who you are today, and everything you need is in your, I guess you could call it your mental Rolodex. You know, the total sum accumulation of your entire life. And what does that mean? And what I'm trying to get at is, why do you want a t-shirt business? Why do you want a successful t-shirt business? What is that going to do for you? How is that going to make you feel? And most importantly, do you feel worthy of success? Because I'm going to tell you something, guys. One of the best things that you can do is some type of investment into your own mind. All right. Now, what do I mean by that? Guys, you need to figure out that your mind, we are divine sentient beings. All right. We have a soul, a spirit, and we have this body here, you know, this meat suit that we're all walking around in. And although we are these divine, sentient spiritual beings that incarnate down here from the universe, we still have this meat suit that we're walking around in. And there's a lot of little technical things that have to do with this meat suit and have to do with that brain up there that kind of drives us and makes us do things that we don't want to do. I mean, there's some people out here who smoke cigarettes, and there's people out here who are called confirmed smokers. Those are people who smoke, who think they like smoking, because you can't really like smoking, who claim to like smoking, who are not even bothered or give a hot shit about the social stigma or the physical detriment that they're doing to their bodies, right? And then there are people who hate smoking. They don't want to smoke. They want to quit. However, they keep smoking every day, over and over and over again. People who want to lose weight, who on January 1st go join a gym, go for 2 days, keep spending the money every month to have all type of gym equipment in their house, all type of DVDs, videos, and hip-hop abs and all some stuff, but they just won't work out. And they continue to eat, you know, a pan of lasagna for breakfast in the morning, you know, a steak for lunch, and, you know, rice and pasta and cheese, you know, for dinner, and then, you know, for dessert, have ice cream, you know, and then, you know, for a little midnight snack, you know, they'll have, I don't know, apple pie or a red velvet cake. You know what I'm saying? And then wondering, you know, I want to lose weight. You're not doing anything to lose weight. Yet you know that all you have to do is eat a healthy diet and exercise. It's really that simple. But it's not that simple. Why? Because your mind has hardwired itself to go a certain way. I mean, you've had it. You've had it where you just want to do something. Sometimes you really want to talk to that girl. She's looking at you. Everything says yes. She's flicking her hair. She's looking at you. You know what I'm saying? She's practically throwing herself at you, and you still want to talk to her. Why? Because your brain is convincing you that you shouldn't. That's a mental, I don't call it a mental illness, but that's a mental, there's something going on there. And you can fix that. You can literally change your mind. Think about it, guys. Think about it. How many of you guys, like, you know, I don't know, because some of you guys are young. So I don't know. And young people, you're kind of, you don't really haven't had enough experience to really know shit. But that's a whole nother story. But for those of you guys maybe who are in your early 30s or maybe in your mid 30s, all right, you know, I'm going to go that far. Do you remember how you were when you were 18 and 17 and 19? And some of the opinions that you had, and the things that you thought, and you can look back and be like, "Wow, such a young jerk, stupid! I can't believe I thought that." And you were vehement. You were so strong with those thoughts. And now you're just like totally, totally different. You know what I'm saying? Not everything. Some things you may still agree with, but there's a lot of things you're just like, "No way! I can't believe that I thought that." Well, you changed. It can happen. You know, that was a long gradual process, but you can change. You can mentally change yourself. All right. But it's going to take work, and you have to understand the way the mind works. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you how you can do that, you know, in terms of the actual process. But one way, and it's only one way that you can do that is by changing, you know, like I said before in a video in which I talked about taking inventory of your thoughts. You can do it by writing down goals. You can do it by neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. You can do it with something called EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. There's a lot of things that you can do, but you have to understand the way your mind works, the way your mind processes information, and the fact that you are governed by your subconscious mind. But your conscious mind is what you're aware of, and that's the tricky thing about your brain. All right, your brain, the things that you're aware of, oh, I want to go here, I want to go to McDonald's for lunch, oh that girl looks hot, and oh, I want to do this, and those are the things that you are conscious of. So you think that that's your entire brain, but your subconscious mind could be saying something totally different. I want to work out, I want to eat healthy foods and a plant-based diet, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you really truly want, but you find yourself not going to the gym. You find yourself eating a pan of lasagna for breakfast. You know what I mean? You find yourself eating sugary drinks and eating red velvet cake and ice cream at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then not going to gym on top of that. Well, if you really want to lose weight, would you do that? No, you wouldn't. But guess what? That's what your conscious mind is saying. Your subconscious mind is saying, I am a fat, slovenly piece of shit. I am not worthy of anything that looks good. No one should like me. You know what I'm saying? My parents never loved me. My father walked out on me when I was a kid. You know, if that's the case, or my father didn't love me. He didn't hug me enough. My mother didn't hug me enough. or my mother hugged me too much or something like this, and I don't, and I need to be fat so no one will love me. That's what your subconscious mind is saying. Your subconscious mind is saying that loud and clear. Your subconscious mind is very loud, but you just can't hear it. It speaks to you all the time, but you just can't hear it. And a lot of you guys, for whatever reason, you know, and I went through a whole lot of this, all of this stuff myself, all of this stuff. But I was smart enough to learn how my mind works and how the mind works. And you need to get to the point where you feel like you are worthy of a successful business. And how do you do that? One of the ways that you do that is, and it's hard and it's difficult and it's your own journey, but you have to go back inside of your mind and find all the things that, well, not all the things, but most of the things that happened to you as a kid, things that shape your mindset. And you really have to make amends with everything that happened to you as a kid and really start to make amends and start to forgive and move on. I know that's difficult. Some people have to go through years and years of therapy. Some people just have to take inventory of it. But you really have to figure out what happened in your life that caused some type of trauma, that caused something, and we all have it. Lord knows I have it. But you have to figure that out and try to make amends with that in some way and forgive yourself for it, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, I come from, just to let you know, I come from a family in which I was never, ever, ever told anything good about myself. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm thinking right now, and I'll have to think really, really long and hard, and it's still not coming to me, of the few times that I've ever received a compliment from not just my parents, but my entire family, mother, father, brothers. Very rarely did I ever get a compliment. And if you don't think that that may, it makes a difference in the way I see the world, you're out of your mind. That changes everything, you know? An entire life of living with people that never gave you a compliment, but sure did have no problem telling you that there was something wrong. That was never an issue. Oh, if something was wrong, oh yeah. But a compliment? And I know there's a lot of people who've gone through things like that. I mean, there's tons of other things, but like that affects you. You need to go and you need to make amends with that and tell yourself, hey, man, you know, it's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know any better. They just were doing the best that they could do to, you know, get through the day. They did not know any better, and they didn't do it to you on purpose. And some people who've had things done to them, malicious things done to them on purpose, you have to get through that too. I don't know your story, guys, but I know that feeling worthy, and I'm not saying that you do feel unworthy, but I'm saying that if you really want a successful business, you have to get past those things. You know what I'm saying? If you've ever been in a position where it's just like, why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening to me? And it's not just in business. Somehow you've attracted that to yourself. Somehow that's what you want. You know, your conscious mind does. Of course, your conscious mind wants great things. Your conscious mind wants to be slim and trim and have bunches of great friends and, you know, eat the finest food and drink champagne and date models or date really great looking guys who are rich, who drive, I don't know, fancy cars, who treat you like a queen or woman, that give you all type of sexual favors and just cook your food and feed you grapes and stuff like that. I mean, who doesn't want that? But you keep whining, you wind up with the nasty, not so attractive, nagging girl who's always telling you there's something wrong with you. Well, deep down inside, your subconscious mind wants that and finds comfort and solace in that. And you need to go back in there, deep, 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 deep down in there and fix that shit. I know this show may be a little bit deep for you guys, but if you don't fix those things, you're not going to have a successful t-shirt business. Okay, this is not just about the t-shirt, but this is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of t-shirt happiness. Now, can the church get an amen? guys, you have got to understand that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. But not only that, what goes on in your pinky goes on in your entire body. You know, they can take one drop of blood and tell you everything about you, your family history, where you come from, if you can get sugar diabetes, if you ain't going to get it, you know what I'm saying, what you was watching on TV last night, if you eat possum, if you eat steak, if you eat salad, if you eat a plant-based diet, if you do everything, what your kids are going to look like. They can do everything with like one drop of blood. Okay, so the little bit part of you can't have one thing about you bad and your whole body's not bad. You have to go back in there and fix everything. Fix that little thing, and one little thing will fix everything, guys. You understand what I'm saying? If one thing is wrong, if you have great t-shirts but an ugly name, your company might not work. If you have a great name, great photography, great concept, great core audience, but you have whack designs, it might not work. It has to be holistic. Everything has got to be right. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time you saw a 7-foot person wearing a size 5 shoe? Usually people who have big hands, have big feet, have big legs, have big arms, big head, big chest, all that stuff. Big here, big there. Now, of course, there's exceptions to every rule, but things start to look a little crazy. I know, I hope this is making sense to you guys. I hope that this is making sense, okay? But it's a holistic world, man. You have to fix all those things in your life. If you can, at least try a little bit. And then you'll see things start to change. You know what I'm saying? That t-shirt company will come. But you gotta really work on yourself. You have to do your self-work. And you'll be amazed how fixing something over here, just maybe even being just more organized, and all of a sudden that one little thing of you just being, you're keeping your organized, will trickle down onto every part of your life, and all of a sudden you start getting more t-shirt orders just from simply organizing your desk. And that's not even a metaphysical thing. That's not even a metaphysical thing. It's just like that will trickle down into everything, every part of your life, because you're more organized, and people want to do business with organized people. You know, if you walk into an office and you see something is all messy and nasty, and let's say you want to go to a bank and you want to get a loan, and you get a loan officer is there, and they're all nasty and disheveled, and there's stains on his tie and his shirt, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to come back. I'm going to make another appointment. I'm going to talk to another loan officer. You don't even take that person seriously, you know. So one, and this person could be a dynamite loan officer, or you could be a dynamite candidate, could be the best graphic designer, the best salesman, the best whatever. You better go in there looking right. You understand what I'm saying? Especially because me, I do my own thing. I make my own money, so I don't worry about that. I'm talking about, you know, for you guys who like to, you know what I'm saying, go for jobs and stuff like that. They look at those things. It has to be, you have to have a holistic approach to life. You know what I'm saying? Keep your shoes tied and everything. And from there, everything else will go up. You know, do you know that people who are physically in shape get paid more money? Did you know that? Statistical fact, people who are physically in shape, you know what I'm saying? Slim waist, wide shoulders, you know, women with, you know, nice shapely legs, you know what I'm saying, nice rear end, small hips, a nice wider hips and a smaller waist, nice breasts, they get paid more money. They get be put in higher positions of authority. It's just really crazy the way everything just works. So that's all I want to say, guys. Fix yourself and your life will fix itself. There's a saying, if you take care of it, it will take care of you. Start with the smallest details, all the way back to when you were a child, and all of a sudden you'll see business explode. Now I know this is very, very, very esoteric, very, very metaphysical to a certain extent, but try it, guys. Anyway, on behalf of t-shirthelpdesk.com, on behalf of the t-shirtpages.com, all right, I just want to say God bless you all. I just want to say, you know, may all your dreams come true. You know, what I want for myself, I want for you all. Cheers to your t-shirts. Take care of yourselves and each other. I will see you on the other side, baby. Until next time, same bat channel, same bat time. Talk to you guys soon. One love.
The book that changes lives, start a t-shirt business, or die trying. The groundbreaking ebook or audiobook. Read or listen to it today.